हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः. मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः. ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः. अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः. We are seeing Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada's introduction, introductory commentary of this third chapter. So Shankara Bhagavatpada reminds us of what has been already briefed in the second chapter. We all know the second chapter happens to be the epitome of the entire Bhagavad Gita. It happens to be the Upakrama Adhyayaha, an introductory chapter. The content of the entire Bhagavad Gita is already briefed in the second chapter. In fact, the subject matter of the second chapter alone is elaborately discussed throughout from the third chapter up to the 17th chapter. That's why the portion of the third chapter to the 17th chapter is said to be Vistaraha, Vistaranam. Vistaranam, Vistaraha means elaboration of what has been already given in a nutshell in the second chapter. Again, 18th chapter is said to be Upasamhara Adhyayaha, because 18th chapter again reproduces the brief summary of the whole teaching. If you remember this, we can understand what Shankara Bhagavatpada is giving in his introduction. So what has been taught in the second chapter? We remember the two important topics have been briefly discussed. What are the two important topics of the Bhagavad Gita? Karma Yogaha and Jnana Yogaha. We all have understood these two topics in our introductory classes. Karma Yogaha is a discipline, is a way of life prescribed by the Shastram for mental preparation required for the attainment of Jnanam. We know this. We also know Jnana Yogaha is a discipline involving three steps, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, and prescribed for the attainment of knowledge. So Karma Yogaha is for Jnana Yogyata Praptihi. Jnana Yogaha is for Jnana Praptihi. This we know very well. How Jnana Yoga was discussed in the previous chapter, the discipline was not prescribed. There, as part of the topic of Jnana Yoga, the nature of the self was unfolded. We heard, we listened to the unfoldment of the nature of the reality, obtaining as one's own self, Atma Swarupa Lakshanam. Atma Swarupam, the nature of, essential nature of the individual self, was beautifully discussed from the 11th verse onwards up to the 25th verse, we can say up to 30th verse also. The nature of the self implied by the term Atma was discussed. So listening to the unfoldment of the nature of the self is what? Shravanam. Shravanam forms part of what? Jnana Yoga. Therefore, that is the portion. Thereafter, in 38 and then 48 and then in between, some verses, not too elaborately, but definitely Bhagavan discussed the topic of Karma Yoga also. These how two disciplines have been already prescribed, discussed in the second chapter. There Bhagavan made it very clear, it is the knowledge which one needs for freedom from samsara. The opening of second chapter itself, he made it very clear. Panditaha na anushochanti. Wise people do not grieve. The one sentence is enough to say, people who grieve are the otherwise ignorant people. So what is needed for relief from grief is jnanam. Ignorance is the means of suffering. Ignorance is the cause of suffering. Knowledge is the means of attaining relief from suffering. Suffering in the form of samsara. This fact has been made already very clear. Therefore, Arjuna's question is going to be, if knowledge is the only means of attainment of moksha, then why should he be involved in performing karma? Why should he be asked to do karma? That's what is going to be his question. So that Shankara Bhagavad beautifully explains in his commentary. Okay, let us see what he says. Yesterday I just started. I have made up my mind to go slowly to see that you understand every word correctly here. Because understanding Shankara Bhagavad-pada's commentary is really getting the heart of Shankara Bhagavad-pada, Bhagavan Vyasa and Bhagavan Krishna. Okay. The first sentence. So, Tritiyaha Adhyayaha Karma Yoga. What is that? Shastrasya Pravritti Nivritti Vishaya Bhute Dve Buddhi Bhagavata Nirdishte Sankhe Buddhihi Yoge Buddhihi Iticha. The first sentence. What does Shankara say in this sentence? Bhagavata Nirdishte Dve Buddhi Bhagavata Nirdishte. Please make a note. The word buddhi literally means intelligence, literally means intellect, literally also means knowledge, in keeping with the context. But here, the word buddhi means disciplines. Two disciplines associated with two different levels of mental preparation. Two different disciplines associated with or pertaining to two different levels of mental preparation. have been prescribed. So, buddhi, singular word, buddhi, dual word. Word buddhi here means a discipline associated with a given mental disposition, a given mental preparation, a given mental condition. So, dve buddhi nirdishte means two different disciplines associated with two different mental dispositions or two different mental conditions have been prescribed. By whom? Bhagavata, Bhagavan. And those two disciplines associated with the two mental dispositions in terms of what? Pravritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi, Nivritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi. Pravritti Nivritti Vishayabhute Dve Buddhi. The two different disciplines, that were the adjective here. Kidrushi Dve Buddhi. Kidrushyau Dve Buddhi, if you ask. Pravritti Nivritti Vishayabhuta Dve Buddhi. It's adjective here. So, Pravritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi, Nivritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi. Pravritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi means what? That a given discipline in terms of Karma Yoga associated with a given mental disposition, emphasizing activity, involvement in activity. Pravritti Vishaya Bhuta Buddhihi. Pravrittihi is Vishayaha. Pravritti Vishaya, activity, performance of actions, involvement in actions is the involvement in activity, performance of activity is the Vishayaha. So Pravritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi means the discipline of Karma Yoga associated with a given mental condition, unprepared mental mind, unprepared mind requiring the involvement in activity. Is it clear? This has been prescribed. So in this, if a person has this, if this is the discipline prescribed for the unprepared minded, who needs to involve himself in activity, what should be the attitude a person have? What should be the thinking of the person? A person who is given to the, who is given to the discipline, must be still thinking, I am a mokshu. Moksha is my ultimate goal. I need to attain jnanam. So, I have to practice disciplines. I am a practitioner of disciplines. I am a sadhakaha. This must be the thinking of the person. The person who is given to the discipline must be entertaining the thought that he is a sadhakaha. He is a practitioner of disciplines. And he has to discover moksha. He has to attain moksha. And to attain moksha, he needs to pursue jnanam. And to pursue jnanam, he must prepare his mind. In order to prepare his mind, he has to do his duties with the proper attitude. This must be the thinking of that person. This is what Shankaracharya says here. Shankaracharya says that two disciplines have been described. Of the one of the disciplines is what? Pravritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi. Then, what is other discipline? Nivritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi. Nivritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi means a discipline associated with a different mental disposition where Nivrittihi. Retirement from activities. Different disposition having associated with retirement from activities. What does it mean? Nivritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi means what? The person who is adequately prepared, minded, the person who is given to this discipline, the Nivritti Vishayabhuta Buddhihi, must be the person who is mentally adequately prepared, who has these fourfold qualifications in terms of specifically you can say specifically who has vairagyam, vivekaha and vairagyam, who has discriminative understanding of the permanent and the impermanent, thereby who has dispassion towards everything time bound, and whose commitment is only to the timeless as a means of attainment of moksha. Therefore, the person who is endowed with, who is committed to this discipline of jnana yoga, who is prepared minded, who has viveka vairagyam, naturally, being given to the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam, already he has understood the fact that his Swarupam is freedom. Therefore, this person who is given to this discipline has a different attitude, different mental disposition. What is the attitude? He does not consider himself to be a sadhakaha, a practitioner of disciplines. He does not think he has yet to achieve moksha. He does not working for accomplishing moksha. He only is dwelling upon the fact he has understood from the Shastram that freedom is his Swarupam. So he means the person who is given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga is the person who is making efforts to claim or take ownership of freedom being already his Swarupam. Because of this attitude of, because of his preparedness, because of this mental different disposition of having Viveka Vairagyam, being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, this person does not look at himself anymore as a sadhaka. anymore as a practitioner of disciplines, does not even look at himself as the one who is yet to accomplish moksha, for whom moksha is no more the pursuit. For this person, moksha is his very swarupam. His effort is only in claiming, taking ownership of the moksha as his very swarupam. That is what is meant by saying, Nivritti Vishya Bhuta Buddhihi. Nivritti Vishya Bhuta Buddhihi. Understand now? So, Pravritti Vishya Bhuta Buddhihi. Nivritti Vishya Bhuta Buddhihi. Means two different disciplines, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, respectively associated with two different mental dispositions, with two different attitudes. These disciplines have been prescribed by Bhagavan. Got it? This is the meaning of the sentence. Unless I say this, we'll never understand what is conveyed by the Bhashyam. Okay, now replaceable. This adjective is very important. Pravritti Vishya Bhuta Buddhihi. Nivritti Vishya Bhuta Buddhihi. And Shankaracharya continues to say, Sankhye Buddhihi Yoge Buddhihi Iticha. Sankhya Buddhihi. Sankhya Buddhihi is Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga. Yoga Buddhihi means Karma Yoga. So two disciplines, two different mental dispositions with the two different attitudes. Is it clear? Okay. I'll go to the next sentence. You may ask where, how, where did Bhagavan prescribe? You may ask. So Shankaracharya reminds us. We are only seeing briefly seeing the content of second chapter only here. Look at this. Tatra. Tatra means what? There. There means kutra. Dvitiya adhyaye. The second chapter. There, in the second chapter, Shankar Bhagavatpada takes us to second chapter. He says, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. No, from that verse. Iti arabhya. So where is now sitapragya? When Bhagavan starts to, Bhagavan discussed the sitapragya lakshanam, the second chapter, especially with the verse number. If you do not remember, go back to the book and check the verse number. In the portion where Bhagavan discusses this is the Prajna Lakshana, especially being asked by Arjuna, Sita Prajnasya Ka Bhasha Samadhistasya Keshava Sthita Dhir Kim Prabhasheta Kimasita Vrajeta Kim. Arjuna asked his question. He wanted to know about Sita Prajna. Therefore, Bhagavan started talking about the wise person, presenting the characteristic features of a wise person. There, the first verse is what? Prajahati Yada Kaman. Okay, from there, Prajahati Yada Kaman Iti Arabhya. beginning from the Pajahati Yada Kama, from that verse, what number of the verse? 55th verse of the second chapter, beginning with the sentence Pajahati Yada Kaman onwards. A Adhyaya Parisamaptehe. Adhyaya Parisamaptihi means what? Conclusion of the second chapter. Parisamapti. A means up to the end of the chapter. So the 55th verse onwards, up to the 72nd verse, in up to the end of the second chapter, in all those verses, okay, Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam, Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam, Sanyasam Kartavyam, Sanyasam Kartavyam Uktva, Tesham Tanishtataya Yeva, Chakritarthata Ukta, Yesha Brahmi Stitihi Iti. To make it very clear, what did Bhagavan discuss in those third part of the second chapter, where he discusses this, the Prajna Lakshanam? He said, first he is Sanyasam Kartavyam Uktva. Sanyasam Kartavyam Uktva. First, Bhagavan emphasizes the necessity of renunciation. Necessity of renunciation. So having emphasized the necessity of renunciation, the importance of renunciation, okay, Bhagavan emphasizes the importance, necessity of sannyasa for whom? Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritaha means people who are given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam means people who are given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, who are adequately prepared with Viveka Vairagyam thereby, who are blessed with certain different mental disposition, where their understanding is that moksha, which I have been aspiring for, need not be attained. It is already my swarupam, my very nature. I am no more a sadhaka. I don't need any more disciplines. All that I need is that I need to claim, I need to take ownership of moksha being my nature. Okay, people who are ended with such disposition are said to be Sankhya Buddhi Ashritaha. Understand? See, Shankaracharya's teachings are very, very, powerful teaching. Don't call yourself a person of Sankhya Yoga or Jnana Yoga unless you have Vairagyam. Very important. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritaha. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritaha means who are endowed with a specific mental disposition, mental preparedness, who have discriminative understanding, who have dispassion towards everything other than jnanam, who are dispassionate towards everything else except jnanam. Thereby, being given study of the Shastram, who already have the understanding that moksha is their own swarupam. Therefore, whose focus is only on assimilating, ascertaining, taking ownership of this freedom being their swarupam, they'll be enjoying the benefit of jnanam. For such people, Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam, Sanyasam Kartavyam Vadati Bhagavan. Emphasis is the necessity of renunciation for such people. So, renunciation is not in taking, not in wearing saffron robes, not even not doing activities. Renunciation is height of vairagyam. It is the attitude a person has. It is the mental disposition a person entertains. As a result of being given the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam, that is what is sannyasa. Understand? Sannyasa kartavya means, oh my God, Shankaracharya asked me to leave the house and go away and wear saffron clothes. No. Mental disposition, isn't it? It's an expression of maturity. You're very clear. I want to enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Shravanam has clarified, Mananam has clarified, this is what is satyam, this is what is mithya, I am the truth and the freedom, the happiness, the peace I'm desperate for. It's my own swarupam. My God, the one thing I need not attain at all is this freedom. One thing I need not attain at all is this moksha. So where is the question of being a sadhaka? Where is the question of requiring the sadhanam? Sadhanam, sadhakaha, sadhya, all these are only when a person is not adequately prepared. The preparation is there. The whole effort must be to assimilate it, to ascertain it, to take ownership of, claim that what is already there. If the whole focus is always on assimilating, ascertaining, claiming it, take ownership of it, then that is sannyasa. That is renunciation. Understand? You can be colorful outwardly, no problem. Doesn't matter how you look outwardly, but in the mind, it's all the mind, how, where your mind is, what your understanding is, what your attitude is, isn't it? Got it? Therefore, Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam Sanyasam Kartavyam Uktva. If people are given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and they are given to the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam, this understanding must have happened. What is that? Atma Satyam Anatma Mithya. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Aham Ji Brahmeva. Aham Brahmasmi. Then moksha is my swarupam. Limitlessness is my very nature. Limitlessness is freedom, which is the swarupam. So what is there for me to work, to practice? And only ascertainment. Just I need to claim it, take ownership of why am I not able to take ownership of it? Why I'm not able to enjoy what I am already? What prevents me from this? Just my focus is needed. Understand? I see Shankara Bhagavatpada's powerful words. That's why he says sannyasam kartavyam means what? Sannyasam kartavyam means renunciation is necessary. There's necessity of renunciation for those who are given the discipline of jnana yoga means constant effort must be only for taking ownership of one's freedom as one's own nature. This is what Bhagavan says where in the concluding part of the second chapter. In all those verses, beginning 55th verse onwards, up to 72nd verse, up to the end of the second chapter, where he discusses the definition of a jnani, the characteristic features of a wise person. Okay. First he dis second, tesham tannishtataya evacha kritarthata ukta. And also, not only Bhagavan emphasized, the necessity of renunciation for those people. Kritarthata ukta. Kritarthata means the fulfillment. The fulfillment. Absolute accomplishment. The fulfillment of the fulfillment attainable as a result of being given to the discipline of jnana yoga. With such mental disposition, with such attitude, what's the attitude? Moksha, limitlessness is the very my swarupam. Therefore, I only have to claim it, take ownership of it. With that attitude, not seeing oneself anymore as a sadhakar, not requiring any sadhanam. I don't require any more sadhanam. I'm not anymore a sadhaka. Only I need to claim and take ownership of it. With that attitude, the commitment to the pursuit, with that attitude, being given to the discipline of jnana yoga, a person attains what? Brahmi sthitihi. And this attainment of Brahmi sthitihi is what? Is kritarthata. Fulfillment. Attainment of fulfillment. Such a person becomes an accomplished person. A person of accomplishment, a person of fulfillment. So, kritarthata cha ukta. What is kritarthata? What is the fulfillment the person has been given to the discipline of jnana yoga? Yesha brahmi sthitihi iti. And Bhagavan says, this is what is said to be a brahmi sthitihi. A state of one's own self being Brahman, remaining as Brahman, abidance in Brahman. Abidance as Brahman is Brahmesthitihi. Is what he says now. That is Jnana Yogaha. This is how Jnana Yogaha, the topic of Jnana Yoga has been discussed there. He talked about the Jnani. The nature of the Atma was discussed in the beginning. He talked about the Jnani. Jnani need not achieve anything. Jnani means what? A person who is given the discipline of Jnana Yoga, having done Shravanam and Mananam, all that he needs is to claim his Swarupa being Moksha. Completely attitude changes. As a Karma Yogi, as a person given the discipline of Karma Yoga, the attitude is different. Mental disposition is different. For him, moksha is a pursuit. He begins his effort not to pursue moksha. Whereas, as a person of Jnana Yoga, moksha is no more a pursuit. Moksha is his swarupam to be claimed. Okay. Now Bhagavan Shankara Bhagavatpada continues here. In the third chapter, the second chapter itself, Bhagavan said to Arjuna, Arjunayacha, I'm reading the next part. Arjunayacha, karmanyeva te adhikaraha. No, remember that verse? What's the number of the verse? Hereafter you have to be very thorough. Finger point. This is what thorough study. Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahe turbhoho Mate sangostva karmani. Very serious study, thorough study. What in this commentary, Shankara Bhagavatpada reminds us of what we have already understood. Understand? Next. Karmanyeva adhikaraste. He said, Mate sangaha astu akarmani. You have choice over actions only. You do not have choice over results of actions. So what? You have to make use of your will. You have to make the best use of your willpower. To make the best use of your knowledge of right and wrong. Thereby you must choose to do the right action. Refrain from the wrong action. The results are determined by Bhagavan of natural laws. Therefore, what? May you not have attachment to inaction. May you not remain without doing anything. You must do your duty. Te sangaha ma astu akarmani. Akarmani sangaha ma astu. May you not have attachment to inaction. Don't remain inactive. You must be active. You must do your duties in conformity with dharma. Understanding this fact that you cannot choose the results of actions. Results of actions are determined by Bhagavan Dham of natural laws. Therefore, you have to learn to remain the same in all situations, because results come and go, etc. Bhagavan taught. Remember? So he says, iti, by stating all this, okay, by stating this, all this, karma eva kartavyam ityuktavan. Bhagavan said to Arjuna, Arjunaya uktavan. Bhagavan said to Arjuna, karma eva kartavyam iti. Karma eva kartavyam iti uktavan. Duty must be performed. Karma must be performed. This was instructed, emphasized by Bhagavan to Arjuna, and giving, stating all this verse, quoting all, presenting all these verses. Karmani eva adhikaraste, mate astu sangaha karmani, saying all this, that duty must be done by you, Arjuna. This is what Bhagavan said. Saying that, yoga buddhim ashritya. Yoga buddhim ashritya karma eva kartavyam. Yoga buddhim ashritya karma eva kartavyam means what? Yoga buddhim ashritya. Being given to the discipline of karma yoga. Yoga buddhim ashritya means following the discipline of karma yoga. The total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. Having one's focus, the attitude of having one's focus on mental preparation required for jnanam. All duties must be performed by a seeker in conformity with dharma, with a proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. The attitude of looking at everything as prasada, ordained by the natural laws. This is how activities must be performed. So, duties must be performed. Karma must be performed. There's no choice. But how it must be performed? Being given to the discipline. Converting one's actions into a preparatory discipline. The proper attitude. The commitment to dharma. Duties must be performed. This is what was instructed by Bhagavan to Arjuna in certain portion, especially beginning from the 37th verse on. There, remember? So, having said that, Bhagavan did not promise moksha there. Tataha eva shaya praptim na uktavan na. Tatahiva Shaya Prapti Muktavan. Even though Bhagavan emphasized duties must be performed, karma should be done with the proper attitude, being given the discipline of karma yoga. Bhagavan did not say that moksha could be accomplished merely by living a life of karma yoga. Tataha eva means what? By following the discipline of karma yoga itself, with that appropriate, with that mental disposition, with that attitude, being given to the discipline of karma yoga itself, simply by following the karma yoga itself, attainment of moksha was not promised. Shreya praptim na uktavan. Shreyaf Praptihi means Moksha Praptihi. The absolute end of Mokshaha, attainment of the absolute goal Mokshaha, was not mentioned by Bhagavan. Bhagavan did not mention the absolute end of Moksha as something can be accomplished simply merely by following the discipline of Karma Yoga. Understand? Shreyaf Praptim na Uktavan. Is it clear? Got it now? See, Karma Yogam Uktavan. Karma Kartavyam Yeva Iti Yoga Buddhim. Yoga Buddhim Ashritya. Yoga Buddhim Ashritya means what? Being given the discipline of Karma Yoga with the proper attitude, duties must be performed, karma should be performed, Bhagavan said. Even though Bhagavan said karma should be done, but he did not say the attainment of moksha as the goal of living a life of Karma Yoga. He did not connect moksha as a result of living a life of Karma Yoga. Shreyaf Praptim na Uktavan Tataha. Got it? Okay. Now, Tati Eva na Shreyaha Shreyaf Praptim Uktavan. So, living a life of Karma Yoga itself is not, even though living a Karma Yoga is important, even though the discipline of Karma Yoga was emphasized for Arjuna that he should do the karma, and where he said karma neva adhikara etc., still Shreyaf Praptim na Uktavan. He did not say attainment of moksha as a result of that following the discipline of Karma Yoga. Got it? Therefore, what now? Bhagavan's such emphasis, Bhagavan's prescription, therefore, Bhagavan's prescription of two disciplines, Dve Buddhi, Karma Yogaha and Jnana Yogaha, associated with the two different mental dispositions, okay, involving two different attitudes made Arjuna feel disturbed. How? See, tad yetad alakshya. I'm going every word by word. I'm not going to rush. Tad yetad alakshya. Tad means what? Tad stands for Jnana Nishtha. Yetad means what? Karma Nishtha. The two pronouns, Tad means that, Yetad means this. So that stands for Jnana Nishtha. The discipline of Jnana Yogaha associated with contemplative mental disposition, and Yetad stands for Karma Yoga, the discipline of Karma Yoga, where the performance of duty is emphasized. Tade yetad alakshya. Analyzing, understanding the two disciplines discussed in the second chapter. Tade yetad alakshya means having understood the two disciplines prescribed by Bhagavan. Arjunaha uvacha. Arjuna spoke. Arjuna said. Kidrusha Arjunaha pariyakuli bhuta buddhihi. Pariyakuli bhuta buddhihi Arjunaha uvacha. See, paryakuli bhuta buddhihi. Paryakuli bhuta buddhihi yasya. Paryakuli bhuta buddhihi yasya. Saka paryakuli bhuta buddhihi. So Arjuna, whose mind was confused and highly disturbed. Paryakulam, paryakuli bhuta means disturbed. Paryakuli bhuta buddhihi means what? The person whose mind, whose intellect is disturbed by confusion. Why he was disturbed? He felt, kada buddhihi paryakuli bhuta bhavati. When does the mind become disturbed with the grief? Already he was grieving. This added to his grief. Already he was grieving. Now Bhagavan's instructions triggered his fundamental problem again, that he was underestimated. He was undermined. I am aspiring for moksha. I told him already that ekam nischitya vada yenaham seha prapunyam. But now, instead of telling me, okay, this is what two disciplines are there, you better go, you follow jnana yoga. Sanyasam kartavyam, he could have told me, go and be contemplative, attain jnanam. Listen, reflect upon, then may contemplate. He could have told me. Means he really knows I'm okay. Instead of saying that is what is going to give moksha, but now what you should do? You do karma. Isn't it? Therefore, Arjuna thought that Bhagavan did not really consider him that he was eligible for jnanam. Okay? Being not considered by Bhagavan that he was eligible for jnanam, that made him feel sad. Okay. This is what added grief. Like added sugar. Okay. No added sugar. Added grief. Addition of grief. Already he was grieving. Now it has added more. So, paryakuli bhuta buddhihi. Arjuna as a person of highly disturbed, confused mind, he said to Bhagavan, aham bhaktaha. Okay, don't look at the bhashana. Let me read it to me. Aham bhaktaha. I am totally committed to the pursuit of jnana. Aham bhaktaha means what? Aham kasya bhaktaha. Aham bhagavad bhakti means what? If the total commitment is the pursuit of knowledge of the truth, that is Bhagavan, that is real devotion. Isn't it? I am jignyasu bhaktaha. I am a real devotee who am committed totally to the pursuit of jnanam. I want only jnanam and moksha. Why? I am shreyarthi. Aham bhaktaha means what? I am a jignyasu bhaktaha. My commitment is totally to the pursuit of jnanam. I'm Shreyarthi, Shreyorthi, Shreyas, Shreyaha, Arthyate, Anena iti Shreyorthi. Understand now? Shreyorthi means what? Shreyas, ஸ்ரேயஹா அர்த்தியதே ஏன சக ஸ்ரேயோர்த்தி. த ஒன் பை ஹூம் தி அப்சல்யூட் குட் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா இஸ் டெஸ்பரேட்லி அஸ்பயர்டு ஃபார் இஸ் ஸ்ரேயோர்த்தி. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? அர்ஜுனா கால்ஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப், அகம் ஸ்ரேயோர்த்தி அகம் பக்தா, ஐம் ஜிக்யாசு பக்தா. What am I ultimately searching for is moksha, isn't it? So he says, katham, he's asking Bhagavan, katham bhaktaya shreyorthine. It is sakshat shreyasadhanam. Sankhya buddha nishtam shravayitva mam karmani. திருஷ்ட அநேக அனர்த்தயுக்தே பாரம்பரியேன அபி அனைகாந்திக ஸ்ரேய பிராப்தி பலே நியுஞ்சாத் இதி யுக்தா பர்யாகுலிபாவா அர்ஜுனஸ்ய. ஓகே, சங்கராச்சாரியா ஜஸ்டிஃபைங் அர்ஜுனாஸ் கிரீஃப். அர்ஜுனா பாவ அர்ஜுனா கேட்கறது நியாயம் தானே? இட்ஸ் ஓகே, நோ இட் இஸ் It's appropriate on the part of Arjuna to ask like this. Shankaracharya says, okay? See, what Arjuna's question of? Katham niyunjyat. Katham mam niyunjyat. Katham mam karmani niyunjyat. How can Bhagavan appoint me? How can Bhagavan involve me in performing duty, performing action? Katham mam karmani niyunjyat. How can Bhagavan involve me in performing duty? To whom involve me, who am, or how can Bhagavan prescribe karma? Involve me in performing duty. Who am the real devotee committed to the pursuit of jnanam, and who am desperately aspiring for moksha purushartha? I'm shreyorthi aham bhaktaha. Shreyorthine bhaktaya Bhagavan kim kurtavan? Sakshat shreyasadhanam savitavan. Bhagavan taught me. Shri Shravayati. Please make a note. Shravayati is a causative verb of Shrunoti. Shrunoti means listens. Shravayati means making the other person listen. So it is teaching. Every teacher is Shravayati. You have to listen. The teacher makes you listen. Shravayati. Teaches. So he says, Mam swasti shravayitva. Bhagavan shravayitavan. Bhagavan made me listen to his teaching. Bhagavan taught me. What did he teach? Sankhya buddhi nishtham. Bhagavan first instructed, taught, Sankhya Buddhi Nishtha, the committed lifestyle associated with what? The discipline of Jnana Yoga. The committed lifestyle associated with the discipline of Jnana Yoga, Bhagavan taught me first. Sankhya Buddhi Nishtham, he made me listen to his teaching, in which he taught me what? The committed lifestyle associated with the discipline of Jnana Yoga. And what is the discipline of Jnana Yoga? Sakshat Shreyas Sadhanam. The direct means of attainment of moksha. Understand? சாக்ஷாத் ஷேயஸ் சாதனம், சாக்ஷாத் ஷேயஸ் சாதனம் டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா இஸ் சாக்ஷாத் ஷேயஸ் சாதனம். சாக்ஷாத் ஷேயஸ் சாதனம் சாங்கிய புத்த நிஷ்டாம் பகவான் சாவித்தவான். பகவான் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மேட் மீ லிசன் டு ஹிஸ் டீச்சிங், வெரின் ஹி டாட் மீ தி டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் ஜான யோகா, தி கமிட்டட் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் அசோசியேட் வித் தி டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் ஜான யோகா, விச் இஸ் தி ஓன்லி டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா. And having taught me that, then, Mom, karmanini, katam karmanini yunjat, having taught me Jnana Yoga, discipline of Jnana Yoga as the direct means of attainment of moksha, how can he appoint me? Involve me in performing karma. Kedrushe karmani as a beautiful description of karma. Bhagavan involves me in the karma. What is karma? Anaikantika shreyaf prapti pale. திஷ்ட அநேக அர்த்தயு அநேக அனர்த்தயுக்தே. சி திருஷ்ட அநேக அனர்த்தயுக்தம் கர்ம. வாட் இஸ் கர்மா? பியூட்டிஃபுல் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன். கர்ம பர்ஃபார்மிங் எனி ஆக்ஷன் மீன்ஸ் இட் இன்வால்வ்ஸ் வாட்? அநேக அனர்த்தயுக்தம். It is definitely, any karma is endowed with many, many problems. Aneka anartha yuktam karma. Okay, problem which we are always known to us. Any karma is endowed with many, many known problems. Dishta aneka anartha yuktam. How one problem leading to the other. Paramparaya. Paramparayena. Paramparayena. Anekanarthayukte karmani. Why should Bhagavan involve me in activity which continuously, one after the other, associated with many, many problems? Anekantika shreya prapti palam. Definitely, karma is not the karma is never karma is which can never said to be the only means of attainment of moksha. Anekantika shaya prapti palam. Definitely, it is not the only means of attainment of moksha, and the karma cannot give me the moksha directly. At the same time, karma is endowed with what? Varieties of countless number of problems which have been seen in life, one after the other. This is what is karma. Why should Bhagavan involve me in karma? Iti. This is how Arjuna became very, very, Arjuna who was grieving became, okay, who was already sorrowful, Arjuna became more sorrowful. Became disturbed. Disturbed with the confusion. Understand? Arjuna such question means what? Paryakuli bhavaha arjunasi yuktaha. It is not wrong on the part of Arjuna. It is not wrong on the part of Arjuna to have such mental Okay, to have such, to be grieving like that is not wrong. It is appropriate. It is appropriate. It is legitimate. It is not wrong for Arjuna to feel sad, to feel disturbed by such Bhagavan's instruction. Arjunasya paryakuli bhavaha yuktaha. It is natural, it is appropriate for Arjuna to feel that. Why should Bhagavan involve me in activities? Which associates, activity means what? Karma means it has many anartha. Which cannot give moksha, which is continuously involved in what? Only problems. Drishta aneka anartha yukte paramparyena aneka anartha yukte api anekantika shaya prapti pale katham mamniyunjat iti arjunasya paryakuli bhavaha yuktaha. Shankaracharya says it is right for Arjuna to feel that, which means Shankaracharya is reading Arjuna's mind. Okay, Arjuna's mind. Arjuna's, is it? And then, as though he knows, no, he understands by hypnotizing somebody, you will get it for the moment, isn't it? Shankara Bhagatpada, understanding Arjuna's thinking, Arjuna's mind, okay, what must be going on Arjuna's mind. Shankara just says this. Correct? Okay. Now, tad anurupaha cha prashnaha. Tad anurupaha cha prashnaha. Jayasi chet ityadihi. Anurupaha cha prashnaha. What is the prashnaha? The third chapter begins with Arjuna's question in the opening verse. Correct? Jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani ghore mam niyojayasi keshava. Vyamishreneva vakyena buddhim mohayasiva me tadekam vadanischitya. The second verse. But your first opening was Jayasi Chet Karmanate Karmanaha Buddhihi Jayasi Mata Chet Kim Tat Kim Gore Karmani Kim Mamniyo Jayasi. Why do you involve me in that terrible act of fighting where I have to kill, there will be bloodshed, terrible act? If jnanam is superior in your understanding, buddhihi jayasi matha chet, if knowledge is superior to karma, knowledge alone is that means of attainment of moksha, then kim gore karmani mamniyo jayasi? This is what is paryakuli bhava prakatanam. Understand? The expression of his confusion and disturbed mind. Is it? Expression of his disturbed mind. So, prashnaha tad anurupaha. This question which Arjuna presents in the opening verse, prashnaha. This question, Arjuna presents in the opening verse, Jayasi Chet, is based on this mental disturbance, expression of his mental dispersion, mental disturbance. Understand now? Tad anurupaha means what? Tad means what? Tad means paryakula. Paryakuli bhava. Tad anurupaha means based on, in keeping with his mental disturbance, in keeping with the confusion caused mental disturbance, Arjuna's question in the first verse, the third chapter, is appropriate. Anurupaha Prashna. The question is appropriate. In keeping with what? In keeping with his, with its expression of his mental disturbance. The question is expression of the mental condition. That's what tad anurupaha. Vyakuli pariyakuli bhava. Pariyakuli bhava se anurupaha. Vyakula se anurupaha. The question is not wrong. See, whenever you talk something, is it? What you express is in keeping with what you're thinking, isn't it? The word is expression of your thought. And as for now, mental condition. Arjuna's question expresses his mental, the disturbance and confusion. That's why anurupam. It does not ask something irrelevant. Relevant question. The question is relevant. Yeah, that's what he says. Prashna apakarana vakyam cha bhagavata uktam. Prashna apakarana vakyam cha bhagavata uktam. Yathokta vibhaga vishaye shastre. Yathokta vibhaga vishaye shastre. Prashna apakarana vakyam cha bhagavata uktam. It was also said by Bhagavan himself. What was said? Exact statement which would remove this Arjuna's question. Bhagavan's appropriate answer, which would remove Arjuna's question, was also stated by Bhagavan himself in the second chapter itself. In the portion where Bhagavan distinguished the two disciplines. Yathokta vibhaga vishaya shastre. Bhagavan Krishna's. The answer was given by Bhagavan. Bhagavata uktam. Bhagavata uktam. The answer was given by Bhagavan. How? Prashna apakarana vakyam. Answer was given by Bhagavan such a way that it would not give room for Arjuna's question. Answer was given by Bhagavan in such a way that it would not give room for Arjuna's question. So prashna, sorry, not apakarana, apakaranam. See, apa plus a plus karoti. Karoti means does, makes. Akaroti appears. Apakaroti removes. Prashnasya apakarana vakyam cha bhagavata uktam. So the answer was given by Bhagavan also in such a way that would remove Arjuna's question. It would not give room for Arjuna's question. Apakarana vakyam ప్రశ్న అపాకరణ వాక్యం భగవతా ఉక్తం. భగవాన్ గివ్ ఎన్ ఆన్సర్ టు రిమూవ్ అర్జునాస్ క్వశ్చన్. The answer given must be such that would resolve the question. So he says, yathokta vibhaga vishaye shastre, already the answer was given second chapter, but again, because Arjuna is still confused, therefore, yathokta vibhaga vishaye shastre, in this third chapter, in conformity with this division, division of two disciplines, the Karma Yoga and the Jnana Yoga, two disciplines of the Shastram, which is already given in the second chapter, Bhagavan is going to again teach in the third chapter also. What he says, it is not that Bhagavan has not clarified this, only Arjuna has not grasped fully. The answer was very much given by Bhagavan that would remove Arjuna's question, would not give any room for Arjuna's question. Okay. Wherein, especially in conformity with twofold divisions of the Shastram, the Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga.
Swaminaji.
Yeah.
Was Paramparyena?
Yeah, Parampar means one after the other. See, one problem comes, you do something, you sort out to one karma, again you problem comes. See, aneka anartha, what does it mean? Aneka anartha yuktam means karma, any action is associated with continuously, one after the other, many problems. What does it mean? Let me explain it. I didn't explain this to you. We have to stop it here. Okay, that's why I want to be slow also. Today my focus was giving an exact how you understand, isn't it? See, what it means is, you have some problem. When some problem is there, then you try to sort out the problem. So to sort out the problem, you think what you should do. You plan out your work, and you work out your plan. You do the things, and meet that person and meet this person and do the needful, get this, you sort out the problem. When the problem is sorted out, do you think problem has come to an end? New problem will be there. And when you sort out that one, then some other problem will be there. Puja Swamiji used to say this, you know, until this fellow finishes a school education, and then I think of somehow making him complete his school. When he finishes, then think of now my God, and again getting admission for the university. Then think of making him complete that course. And after that, my God, I should be very careful whether this fellow should not look for somebody else in the college somewhere. I should beforehand look for some suitable girl for this fellow. The example of him, just not girl, it's a boy, boy. And then once, and after that also, what now? Then whether they should be able to, we should that they live with the compatibility. And then, oh my God, the family will be incomplete with that child, with that progeny, we pray then you should have this thing. One after the other, okay, continuous, this paramparyena aneka anartha yuktam karma. You do anything to sort out something, the new problem will be readily waiting. That is the nature of karma. That does not mean we should not give up, we should not do any karma. Okay. We can get rid of it only if you're ready for it. No. That's why do that karma with the proper attitude, having a focus on mental preparation required for the jnanam. Focus must be on moksha, jnanam, mental preparation. Jnanam, moksha, jnanam, antakkana, shuddhi, antakkana, ishchara. This must be the focus, do your duties. Then there's no problem. That's why there's no bondage. That attitude in due course of time will take care of your needs, that you will be blessed with vivekaha and vairagyam. Effortlessly, you can be given to sannyasa. What is sannyasa? Being able to focus one's mind, attention only on one's swarupam. That is sannyasa. Otherwise, there's no sannyasa. Amazing. Understand? That is why four muds he served. Only those who deserve such qualification can go to matam. Isn't it? So, shastra study, attainment of knowledge is not for proving one's scholarship, not for proving one's intellectual capacity, not to boast that I'm a highly intellectual. Understand? This is it. Shastra studies purely for just. That's why the very purpose must be very clear. Not to get how many number of likes I get. What is the prescription number of my videos and talks? Not at all. We'll end the class today. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tatsat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. May Bhagavan Dakshinamurti, Bhagavan Lakshmi Haigriya Swami, bless all of us with such clarity that our commitment will be to the right thing, appropriate thing. Okay.